flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jump, dump them, dump them, dump them.
Let's get back to more Mark Croy on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What's going on, everybody? I get another, about 45 minutes with you up until the start of Bulls basketball. The Bulls at Golden State tonight. 8:45 is when Chuck Swirsky, Bill Wennington, and Alyssa Bergamini, Bergs, we'll come on the air and bring you Bulls basketball. The Bulls right now 19-25. They're 10th place in the East. Golden State, the Warriors right now are 21-22. You just heard the voice of Grobber coming in there. And as I've told you earlier in the show, I'm a bit of a Grobberologist. I'm a Grobber historian. I'm a Grobber enthusiast. All of that, even though we lost the man 3 years ago, about a week and a half ago today, and another Grobberologist as well, and a guy that I always love talking to because he was at the Bears press conference, he was at the Cubs convention, and we'll get to all of those things. But John Greenberg joins us from The Athletic right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. You should download the Circa app today. That would be John Greenberg, the founding editor and senior Chicago sports columnist for The Athletic, and he's a bit of a Grobber expert himself. What's going on, Greenberg? How are you, man?
You know what? The intro, I'm doing good. The intro made me think we never released the winner of the Bum of the Year for 2024.
I know. That's why
I didn't get a ton of responses, to be honest. Okay. But, you know, it wasn't as much as usual. But the winner, who do you think the winner was? Should we name the list?
Yeah, why don't you do the list? Do the list.
Jerry Reinsdorf, who was last year's winner. Pedro Grifol. Matt Eberflus, Ryan Poles, and the entire network of CHSN.
I like that you got every way to say it. The entire, everybody, everybody.
This is on Haw. David Haw's got to wear it, too.
That's right down to the last key grip or cable guy. All of you.
Hey, Connor McKnight, you haven't started yet, but you're involved, too.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Okay. What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to say, like, I was doing some reduction. I've got it down to Jerry Reinsdorf or Matt Eberflus. Between those two, I am going to say.
Those are the top two.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm doing well. I am going to say it's got to be Reinsdorf because people just have hate for Reinsdorf.
It is.
Is it Reinsdorf? Okay.
Yeah, it's Reinsdorf.
Yeah.
And I think no matter how many votes we got, it would have been Jerry Reinsdorf. Because, like, Eberflus. Is like kind of, you know, it was kind of, everyone laughed at him and he was, you know, the only Bears coach to ever get fired during the season. But people don't have the hatred for him.
No.
That they have for Reinsdorf.
No.
He's just Matt Eberflus. You know, I mean, you know, if he was the defensive coordinator of the Bears, people would like him.
I don't know. Like, you know, one of the things about Matt Eberflus, and this will lead perfectly into Ben Johnson, I was around Matt Eberflus a lot as a beat reporter here at The Score. I never felt like I knew the man. Like he was just this football coach and his own
100%.
Right? And then in one introductory press conference with Ben Johnson, while I'm not going to sit here and brag, it's, oh, yeah, I really know him. I do feel like I have a pretty good idea of who he is. And, like, there's a real person in there with Ben Johnson. What a juxtaposition between the two in that regard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, Flus was, you know, I went back and looked at the column I wrote for that. And, I mean, you know, it's funny, and you love when I talk about my paddle tennis team. I know that's your favorite thing.
Yeah, I probably should have started with that.
Did you call it our bocce team? Or, but, yeah, yeah. So one of the guys on the team texted me because I was like, yeah, I was just at the thing before a match. And he's like, oh, did it go better? How did it go compared to Eberflus's introduction? I go, well, we have heard of Ben Johnson before, so that helped.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, Ben Johnson came in as, like, the hot guy. Like, had you ever heard of Matt Eberflus before he became a candidate for the Bears job?
No, I didn't. And I'm sure a lot of my brethren hadn't either, and the ones that said they knew him were lying. So,
yeah.
No, I did not know who Matt Eberflus was. I was like... Like with that, and maybe this is my own naivete, John, but I was like, I was willing to listen. I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hit principle,
right,
sure.
Right, that's pretty cool. That's nice.
Yeah, I don't have track shoes. I got it.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I remember saying, like, you know, we were, some of it sounded corny then, and I could see that he was going to be made fun of a lot on the score just for, like, how corny he was. But I'm like, you know what? With Eberflus, like, the idea of telling your players to, like, hustle and to play hard, that's not like, yeah, that's fine. That's what you want. That's like basic stuff. It's nothing to make fun of. But, you know, he won what? How many games did he win in 3 years? Like 15?
Yeah, something like that.
He won 14. I think he won 14, right? Because Thomas Brown got one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. The Thomas Brown game. The great Packers game.
So, yes, Ben Johnson was like, you know, the winning the press conference stuff's kind of a joke. But, like, yeah, he was... He's engaging. He was, you know, somewhat funny. He could think on his feet when answering questions. You know, you could tell because he could put a little personality into his answers. Seems very confident, which you don't always see from some of these guys. Not a false confidence.
Yeah.
Like, he knows he's good. He knows he's good. I mean, he's ripping on Matt LaFleur.
Oh, yeah.
Which got, like, Peter Schrager is having like an aneurysm on TV about this.
Yeah, that was good. That was smart. Pandering. It wasn't like it usually. It wasn't forced pandering like it feels like with some of his predecessors. Like, that was just a good line.
It wasn't Ryan Poles saying we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Well, yeah.
And then he won like 3 games.
Right. And we were like podcast.
Yeah, right. Maybe right. The other thing it did was get your podcast.
Right. At least that was And, of course, Dan Weider as well. So I can't take credit. I can't take credit for that. But I'm on that podcast now.
That's right. You're a big star. You're the star.
That's right. Just don't tell Weider that.
I won't.
You know what I like? You know what I fell for? Or what I fall for? Or actually, maybe it's just the phrase. When somebody calls a team that I'm either in life have rooted for or rooting for or covering, and they call them a sleeping giants.
Yeah, it's always a big one, right?
I know, but that's the one that I accept. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool, man. The Bears are a sleeping giant.
You know what? That's been said about the Bears for so many years. I remember Mike Silver used to do owner's rankings for Yahoo. Now he works for us. I'm hoping he brings him back. But he used to say that about the Bears, that people in the league would say they were a sleeping giant because, you know, the third biggest market, and they were run like a mom and pop you know, business. And people always said, would the Bears ever get good, watch out. Would they ever get, like, you know, real leadership? I get it. Like, yeah, sure, I think fans should kind of eat that up. But what a difference it makes to talk to George McCaskey, Kevin Warren, and Ryan Poles before they hire Ben Johnson and after they hire Ben Johnson. Because it went from us just making fun of them to, like, laughing at their jokes. And, hey, asking for anecdotes. And, like, oh, Kevin, that was great, that restaurant thing. What kind of drink did you send over? You know what I mean? Like, now we're like, you know, George is, like, charming. When, you know, now that he's hired him.
Except to Potsy.
Except to, he didn't like that question.
No.
And except to Joe Buck for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, we learned about that. When Joe Buck is on television, I turn it right off. Okay.
That's like such a 2007 internet joke.
Right? You know what? It does remind me that when he says he's a fan, he's not just saying that. Like, he's a meatball fan. Because that is something that meatballs, oh, yeah, Joe Buck, this loser from St. Louis, he probably holds the St. Louis thing against him. And you know what? If that's true, George, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I've talked to George. I'm sure you have, too. I've talked to George at Cubs games. When he's just like standing around watching with his Hallis Cubs jersey on, but he is like a real fan. I remember I said we had that one press conference. I think it was after he fired Nagy, right? That's when Grauber passed away.
Yeah.
And he made a mention about Grauber at the very beginning of it, and I was like, he was probably. If he was a Grauber listener, for sure. if not a Grauber caller.
We've identified a Grauber listener. Has all the common traits of a Grauber listener. Looks like he has not bathed in a few days. Yet the beard is coming in here right now. He does have a large fry on him.
He would call and like rip on the Packers with Grauber.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Actually... I will say this, because, you've done your fair share of, writing about the media and questions that are asked at the press conferences. I will say, at the press conference before this one, since we're talking about the difference between the two, and nobody ever gets it right when I hear them talking about it, but you asked Kevin Warren, who talked about the progress that they were making with the stadium, your line was, "What is this progress you speak of?" which I don't know. It hit me as hilarious because I know that's just spur of the moment language that you were using. But what is this progress you speak of, sir?
It's all the meetings they're having. That is something, man. The whole stadium stuff. Now now that he's found the next coach. He'll have time to devote to the rest of, to the rest of the important stuff.
Oh yeah.
I got Robbie Triano. I got a funny one, a story you'll like.
Tree, get on the mic here. Uncle John's got a story for you.
Tell me a story, Uncle John.
Okay. So the other day I texted right after the Johnson thing happened, maybe like 10, 15 minutes. I texted Chris Getz, who is a big tot like you. Works in Chicago sports, but is a big Detroit Lions fan.
Funny story is Chris Getz actually went to my high school. He's from my hometown.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
So, nice. So I tell him, and he's kind of like, he doesn't get it. Like, I'm getting weird texts back, like, yeah, I hope he doesn't leave, like, 313 forever or whatever it is. All this stuff. And I go, Chris, he took the job. And he goes, he was on a plane. So he didn't know that Johnson got hired by the Bears.
Oh, wow.
I can't say what he told me, but he was not thrilled. He was not happy. So
one of us. One of us. Google gobble. Google gobble.
Yeah, he's, he's pretty. And I think it's funny because he's in Chicago and he's a Lions fan.
Yeah.
And yet Scott Harris is the Tigers president and he's a Bears fan.
Oh, yeah. Scott Harris.
So I got Harris texting me during Bears games, asking me questions.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And Getz is like a big time Detroit Lions fan.
God,
so,
I
bet you'd like that, Robbie.
Love that. Thank you,
Robbie. Appreciates it. I appreciate thinking about Scott Harris, who I remember, and you too, because you covered those Cubs pretty closely as well. When he was like the number three guy that always got hazed by Theo Epstein and Jed. Randy Bush was ahead
like
of him.
He was like five or six.
But he was always the most accessible one. What's that?
Now he's president of the Tigers.
That's pretty amazing. How old is that guy? Because he looked like he was 16 when I was there.
Yes, he's probably close to 35 now. I bet.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe a little that 30, 33, but like he's something like that. I know he's got a kid now.
Okay.
He made the playoffs. He's made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Jed is not.
That's amazing, man. And Jed, this is a good chance to talk a little Cubs here. Jed Hoyer actually entering the final year of a 5-year contract. What did you like? I know you were at CubsCon following all sorts of different angles out there, but while we're here, what do you think about Jed Hoyer, like, is he in a prove-it year? Do you think he's still got life with the Cubs, or could this be coming to an end? As you said, he hasn't been to the playoffs.
Well, I think Tom Ricketts wants a reason to give him an extension.
Okay.
So I think if it's, you know, like, listen, if it, does anyone, do you want them to win 83 games again this year? No. If they win 83 games, will Ricketts get rid of
you? Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Them, I'd say probably not. But if they win like 60 games, I think you would have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
70 games. I think
right.
You probably have to.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see how you could justify giving him an extension. I think Tom's looking for an excuse to do it. I don't foresee him wanting to make a lot of changes. I will say, you know, Ricketts deserves the criticism for not spending like at the top of the market. But in the same sense, he's not getting the return on investment on the budget he has given Jed, which is somewhere outside the top 10 right now, but not too far. But he's given basically Ricketts. The issue I have with Ricketts is not that he's cheap; it's that he's not a dynamic owner, like some of these other owners of big markets, because he doesn't have that kind of money.
Right?
He just doesn't have their money, and I almost kind of want to say, like, hey, if you don't have the money to run the Cubs like they're one of these big market teams, then frankly, maybe you shouldn't own the Cubs. Like, your family didn't found this team. You're not the McCaskies. Maybe you just don't have the money to run this. Because, like, the way, since he's bought the team, I mean, look at the way budgets have exploded.
Yeah.
And, a lot of that's cable TV. The Dodgers have this unicorn of a TV deal that it's never going to happen again. But, I just don't. I think Tom Ricketts has never really been had the Cubs in the financial state to really compete.
That's interesting. And to add to that, and you can corroborate this if I'm right. He seemed, just from what I listened to of Tom Ricketts, he seemed like he was very defensive this weekend, and almost also had a mission to tell everybody what's up and that they should appreciate, almost essentially saying that they should appreciate what they have and not be so focused on the Dodgers and these teams with these ridiculously crazy, unbelievable payrolls.
I mean, yeah, it was interesting. I kind of watched a little bit of that interview. with the whatever it's called. Was it Talking Baseball inside the dugout?
You're talking about the Bruce Levine Inside the Clubhouse program?
Yes, yes. Talking Baseball is a gold show. I always, in my head, that's what I call it, because it's Bruce Talking Baseball.
That's right. It's Bruce Levine. It's, hey, 365 days a year or something. Or no, once a week. No, what is it?
Yeah, 52 weeks a year?
That's it. That's it. Okay. Carry on.
I wish it was every day.
I do, too. I do, too.
It would be great.
Love Bruce.
But, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, Bruce and Haw and McGuffey all have different kind of agendas. Not agendas, but just different kind of angles.
Totally. Totally.
They're going for, right? Like, like Haw was Haw, I give a lot of credit to. He's really challenging Ricketts' answers. Bruce is, you know, Bruce's job in this is not to really, like, he's not going after people.
He got him on the show, you know. He got him on.
Right. Yeah. He gets you on the show. Yeah. He gives you a chance. He asks questions. He wants to have a Bruce wants to have a conversation. right. So, you know, that's just his style is just a little different. There was definitely a couple funny parts I laughed at. But, yeah, Ricketts definitely is a little bit like, hey, we're just not going to beat the Dodgers and the Mets. And that's honestly, I respect that he said that because – at least he's being honest with the fans. And he's not pretending like, oh, you know, you never know. We have to look for the right player. He's being honest. He's not. Tom Ricketts wants to give them a budget to win the NL Central and then see what happens. He is not giving the Cubs ever a budget to challenge the Dodgers. It's just not happening. So, you know, and a lot of people in baseball, frankly, find it ridiculous. Now, we don't know, you know, the problems they're having with Marquee. You know, the score. How much is the score paying them? I don't know. Is it just Mitch giving them gift cards? You know, how much does the score pay the Cubs these days? So,
well, Mitch is listening, so I'll probably get an answer any second now on that one, right. John. Don't you worry. Stand by.
So, like, people don't know the details, but I'll say this: people in baseball, frankly, kind of find it ridiculous that the Cubs want to be this NL Central level spender.
Oh, yeah, like this. Middling team. It makes me think, I guess, I don't know what the word is. I guess lucky is the word that they did win for their sake, I guess, if this is the way they want to operate, that they won the World Series in 2016.
I was like, I mean, yeah, you want to see it happen to make people happy. And, you know, you're following this team along for the ride. I mean, you were, you know, we're basically working for the team at the time.
Yeah.
But I also see it done because I was just tired of the story and tired of will they win the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, when they went, it was like, I always say, find happy sports writers. Find the ones on a team that's about to be knocked out of the playoffs. Because these are the people that have been working.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Like, if people are hugging like they're just like leaving, like, you know, war. in a press room, especially if it's deep in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but
I know, but
the team is down like 3-1.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah,
you know it's over. Like
so long, suckers.
Right, like with 3-1 the Cubs. I think all of us were like, God, I hope they come back. Like this can't end with them losing to the Indians 4-1.
Yeah,
like that would just be such a miserable experience. So yes, like you said. Thank God they won, and I guess that's the 10-year anniversary next year.
Oh my God!
They're gonna bring you back for Cubs convention.
I would imagine, I'm probably going to be considered to be the master of ceremonies out there. I would expect.
I would start getting ready for it.
I think you should make a list of the most probable MCs for the 10-year anniversary. I'd like to see that. Athletic,
I would say it's gonna be a bigger deal than this 20th anniversary of the 05 White Sox with. Three people coming to Sox Fest.
When you
is it three or four? Three.
Wait, are you talking about the players that are coming back for it?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Right. Are you serious? Wait a minute. What?
They're not doing like a blowout 20th anniversary thing for the Cubs for the Sox Fest.
Oh my!
They're having one panel on Friday with Burley, Freddie, and Jose Contreras.
Oh man.
That's it.
I mean, people love all over those guys, but that's why. I thought you were – I was like, is this Greenberg jokes or is this wow.
Look at the Sox Fest. There's like a thing that says like players that are coming, scheduled attendees. It's one of the saddest documents you'll ever see in your life. It says 05 White Sox players, and it's Burley, and there's an asterisk, and it has Contreras and Freddie, and the asterisk said – Murley will only be there on Friday. I think he's flying out after it's done.
Oh, that's hilarious. So there's only three of them, and one of them, the most popular one. I got to get, so long, suckers. I'll give you Friday. I'm getting the hell out of this godforsaken winter town.
He's the car's running.
The car is running.
He's running outside. And then it says underneath, I'm not kidding, underneath it says White Sox players, plural. And then the White Sox, then underneath White Sox players, plural, is Harold Baines. And that's it.
Of course, like, Harold's going to be there.
I'm sorry. Former White Sox players. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's just Harold Baines.
Oh, that, oh, I can't Harold, believe that. That there's not more. Where's AJ? Is there anger?
AJ, I mean, they didn't like some of his commentary in recent years on his show.
Okay. All right.
AJ told me he was not invited.
Oh, really? What about Joe Creed?
I don't think they invited a lot of people. I think they really kept it small because they're doing it at this theater. You know, I don't know.
Creedy?
I
mean, no Creedy? No Creedy invite. No.
I guess they're going to be doing stuff during the year.
Okay.
So I would assume they're going to have a big. I would assume there's going to be a big thing in a game. But then again, this is also a Jerry Reinsdorf team, so we've seen how the Ring of Honor went. Who knows? They're going to bring out Thelma Krause again.
Oh, man. Thelma. Oh, man. Poor Thelma. She was done dirty. Old Thelma, wasn't she? Oh, man.
Yeah, I would assume there's going to be a lot this season, but you never know. I think that, you know what my
Thelma
and like other people's opinions are of this, is that they're so embarrassed by the state of the team. They don't want to draw comparisons to the 05. Like, oh, this is when the team was actually relevant.
Wow. Interesting psychology. Like, and then everybody leaves, and then they're stuck with this Sox team. I get you. Yeah. And
someone said, I heard Vaughn, like, you know, they don't have any players on this team that you could recognize, really. Like, Andrew Vaughn's, like, the only one, and Mike Tauchman.
Just because of his popularity with the Cubs.
Right.
Wait a minute. We got Tauchman? Wow.
Someone said Vaughn can't come because of weather.
Okay.
Or he might not be able to because of all the storms in the south.
Okay.
But how about, Tauchman. Everyone's joking that they're going to ask Tauchman Bears questions because he gets very like frustrated when people just want to talk football with him.
All right. Well, I thought that baseball or like people in their sports would prefer to talk about other sports. Usually they don't want to talk about the sport and answer the questions we ask them. But if
you know, that's what other writers have said. Though I will say though, I've talked to Tauchman about the Bears, and once you loosen him up a little bit, he gets going a little bit.
You want to know who has like the honest to God? I'm going to be dramatic here. The highest sports NFL aptitude of a current athlete that has ever heard. He's on the Cubs. Do you know? Do you care to guess?
Let me think. He's on the Cubs.
He's on the Cubs. A very prominent part of the Cubs. And he knows like the NFL at large. He could talk about guys on most teams' rosters.
Is it? I would say either Swanson or Tyon.
No, it's Justin Steele. Justin Steele.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was a pregame show from Zach Zaidman, and he had Steele on, and he was talking football with him. He's like, and I was like, oh, okay, here we go with the couple of things that maybe he knows, and then he's just like throwing out like talking about the Bears roster and tight end depth, and Bears aren't even his team. So it was like, wow.
Oh yeah,
very impressive.
I remember Aaron Rowan was big on that. Yep. Aaron Rowan is like a huge football guy. But the czar, the Mitch Rosen of fantasy football.
The czar! He's the greatest man I've ever known in my life.
The czar of fantasy football for the Cubs was Dale Swain.
Oh, really?
Dale Swain was the commissioner.
Oh, my God.
He's the commissioner of like several leagues, and he... Supposedly, his letters, his weekly emails to the league were, I don't think you could ever read them out loud.
From Swain?
They're very profane and very funny.
Okay.
But Dale Swain was like a huge fantasy football guy.
Interesting.
Still is, I'm sure.
Okay. Good for Swains. Just another victim of the Cubs rebuild is what Dale Swain was, and Ricky Renteria. victim.
Absolutely.
By the way, I got to go, but I did. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you something really quick.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was something we were talking about before with Ryan Poles. Like, did you notice the difference of him? Like, you know, when we talked to him before, we were treating him like he was like Phil Emery, and now he's like Jim Fink after he makes this move.
That's a great point, man. I mean, like, seriously, the volatility meter on Ryan Poles has been crazy because he was heroic heading into the season, and then all of a sudden people are like, fire this guy, and now he got Ben Johnson. So, yeah, that I mean, that is the perfect personification of passionate sports fans, I suppose.
Yes. Jim Finks.
I just thought – Jim Finks. One more sleeping giant before I leave. I just thought of another sleeping giant that has existed in Chicago. You ready? And I don't even know. Maybe they've lost status. It's like when you're on the FBI top 10 list. We're not really interested in you anymore now, so we're going to drop you off that list. The DePaul Blue Demons, sleeping giant right there. They have been called that through the years because once upon a time ago, back in the 80s, I don't care what anybody said, people went to DePaul games. They didn't care to go to watch Quentin Daly and a bunch of losers like David Greenwood. Well, Dave Corzine I did like. A lot of people didn't like. I thought Dave Corzine was the best.
I just want Zach to call like more than one Big East win a year.
Oh, yeah. But they just didn't they That's just win? Dream. Didn't they just win one? Didn't they just win a Big East game?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Zach should be happy.
Hey, let's raise the bar like Ben Johnson and go for two Big East wins.
Oh, okay. That is a strong finish, Greenberg. Get back to your racquetball. What is it called? Not pickleball, not racquetball. What is this game that you're playing these days?
It's paddle tennis.
Paddle tennis.
Yeah, it's a good sport. You should come out and watch. You know, Emma's buddy was on the other team.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Chris Emma's buddy was on the team.
Okay. I think I know to whom you're referring.
Yes.
But wait, how is that? Seriously, because isn't pickleball like paddle tennis?
Listen, they're both on small courts.
Okay.
But it's a lot different. You do play. It is a little like racquetball in that you play off the wall, but it's like they're screens, like chain link, like fences.
Oh, okay.
But the way the ball is, the way they're built, and the way the ball is, the ball like ricochets off them.
Oh, all right.
You also play. You play the net where you don't do that in paddle or pickle. You know, you play the net. It's
paddle
just like,
and pickle.
It's fast. It's a lot faster of a game. It's like a miniature tennis court. The courts are rough. The rackets are like kind of graphite rough.
Okay.
So. It's, you know, a guy last night, Emma's buddy had to forfeit because his partner got hit in the eye with a ball.
Oh, Jesus.
He wasn't wearing goggles. So.
Oh, man, but that's a good look. Can you send me a pic with you and your goggles, please, Greenberg?
I don't wear the goggles.
But oh, you don't? Okay.
I should.
Okay.
Probably
right.
should. Maybe I will now.
Okay. All right, that's enough. That's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Yeah, Tree's been telling me to break for like 7 minutes, so...
we're giving the people understanding.
I think so, John.
I don't want to break. I'm sorry. I absolutely do not want to break because you're a joy.
I know you've got a window commercials. You've got male enhancement pills.
Oh.
You got to sell some stuff.
Bopper. Thanks, John.
Bopper.
See you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's John Greenberg. John Greenberg of The Athletic. Read him in The Athletic. I saw one of those. Can Ben Johnson break with the past and take the Bears into the future? We'll continue to tackle that question when we return on The Score.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.